right, we're back. Good morning, 9:17. Got a few clouds moving around out there, 40 degrees where we're at. Wednesday Talk Around continues. We do this every Wednesday. Head over to OSBTI in Breckenridge and see what's going on there. Talking with Stacy on the phone with me this morning. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, April is Occupational Therapy Month, and what can you tell us about occupational therapy at OSBTI? What's going on?
Well, a little bit about occupational therapy. A lot of people don't know the difference between occupational therapy or physical therapy. So occupational therapy helps people gain their independence to return to work and their everyday activities or their occupations of what they need to do each day, such as grooming, leisure activities, getting dressed, school, and work tasks. So we provide education and training and the use of adaptive equipment and techniques to help you throughout your day safely. We provide that individual patient with a treatment plan that enables them to individually regain their upper extremity function after an illness, an injury, or maybe it's after a surgery, whether it's your wrist or fingers or elbow, your shoulder, and we need to get you moving again, get you strong, and reduce your pain for that. We also work with a variety of ages, whether it's young or old. So with OT, we work with a lot of different age range with children to participate fully in their school and social situations. This could include and not limited to handwriting, fine motor and coordination skills, dressing skills, and sensory processing skills while learning through play using all of our senses, and self-regulation skills, which are how we manage and respond to our emotions.
Wow.
Other things that we might do. Yeah, we do quite a bit of
it. I was going to say, I didn't know it was that wide and that varied, but continue.
Yeah, so we also kind of do different ergonomic worksite evaluations. So we can address for a company about your posture and body mechanics at, say, a workstation or your desk, the office equipment, and recommendations for adaptations to that workstation, and if needed, stretching exercises to decrease whether it's neck stiffness or we're having some upper body pain with those different things. So here at OSBTI, occupational therapy will complete, an evaluation of your current needs and concerns. And from that information, they will develop an individualized plan to take care of you and get you back to your daily occupations.
Stacy, with OT, does that kind of dovetail or can that dovetail into like other things like physical therapy and some of the other services you offer over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we see a lot of people that we might refer to, whether it's speech therapy or physical therapy, if they're having some difficulties in those other areas. So we can refer them right to our other therapies.
Boy, great information, as always. Stacy, listen, if people want more information about OT, what is your number at OSBTI?
641-7725. In Fergus, it's 998-2980. And make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. Stacy, you have a great rest of the week. Okay, we'll talk next Wednesday.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
All right, that is Stacy over at OSBTI talking occupational therapy. Today we talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late.